Hello?
Tony?
Mr. Lewis?
Did you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Wonderful. For those who don't know, Mr. Drew Barrett, he is a god of college basketball picks. This man picked Michigan Villanova last year.
Ayo.
This man picked the 16 versus the 1 seed upset. It was Penn versus Kansas, but damn it, he had it.
I got the wrong one, Todd. I got the wrong one. Can you believe it?
Oh, I can.
One in four chance. Yes, you can believe it. Thanks.
I can't believe it. We're just gonna jump right into it the way we jumped into it last year, because you're a Florida Gators fan. I think the SEC is the best conference, and we'll get into that. But tell me about the Florida Gators to start it off.
Yeah, Florida Gators, they had an up and down year. They beat LSU in LSU, so they have a good win like that, but they've also lost to Georgia at home. So they're kind of bipolar. You don't know what you're going to get with them. I saw that someone posted how, according to KenPom, of the 68 tournament teams, the Gators had the worst luck. So whatever that's worth, the Gators' luck isn't very good. But they're very up and down, very bipolar, which kind of exemplifies their 10th seed. So I think they were seeded pretty on point. Their win over LSU in the SEC tournament probably granted them the bid. I'm not sure what to do with them versus Nevada. Really not sure. What's your thoughts?
My thoughts are that the main takeaway that I always say, and this is what we did last year, we basically said, what are the top conferences? For us, it was the Big East and the Big Ten, and that ended up being what the championship matchup was.
Fair.
Me, I think the ACC is not the best conference, even though they have the three number one seeds. I think the SEC, when I watch these teams, I look at, like, Tennessee, and people are like, nobody can stop Zion Williamson.
Yep.
The beast. I'm like, you know what? Tennessee's got some big motherfuckers on their team. They could probably stop them. They got some physical people in that conference. So I really feel like the SEC is what I'm riding with this year. I think, like, Auburn is a good team.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee is a good team. LSU, I guess they got the coaching scandal. Yep. But we always like a good scandal, don't we, Drew?
We always love a good scandal, for sure, for sure. And, you know, SEC, I wouldn't necessarily agree with you, Todd. Coaching-wise, you know, we talked last year. Can't believe it's been a year already. We talked last year about coaching and why coaching matters. The SEC, their conference has like five different coaches that have been to a Final Four. You got Frank Martin, you got Tom Crean, you got Rick Barnes, you got, of course, you got Ben Howland with Mississippi State, and of course, you got John Calipari, the godfather. Bruce Pearl's never been to a Final Four, but yes, he is a good coach. A little controversy sprinkled with Bruce Pearl, obviously. Yeah. Fellow Jew, by the way. SEC is pretty top heavy. You know, you got your Kentuckys and your Tennessees, but the bottom of the conference is very bad. I don't want to say what school, but I think you would know, Todd, how a team went winless in conference play. It might have been the college that you attended. We'll just leave it at that.
Vandy disappoints again.
No wins in conference.
No wins in conference. Well, I was listening to our podcast from last year, and you know what? We're all about the storylines. We're all about the scandals, and you were talking about how you're going to pick Texas because the player's got leukemia.
Right.
What is your favorite scandal of the year, Drew?
The scandal of the year. I'm not really sure scandal. I mean, this whole LSU thing is pretty big news. You know, LSU, they won the SEC regular season outright with the best record. And now all of a sudden their coach got suspended. So that's a pretty big deal, I feel like. And I feel like they're going against a pretty powerful David in the Yale Bulldogs. So I guess scandal wise, I would go to the LSU Tigers, but in terms of storyline, if you want to shift gears for a second, I mean, obviously the 16 seed beating the 1 seed is the biggest story in the history of the tournament. The history of the tournament, this is the biggest story ever. The 1 seed losing. And not only that, but now they're a 1 seed again. And I think the storyline is, how is Virginia going to fare? Are they going to fizzle out early? Or is this the year that they finally put the pieces together and make a big run? I feel like it's going to be the latter, because that's just how the story unfolds. That's just how the tournament works. You lose to a 16, and the next thing you know, you're cutting out of the nets going to the Final Four.
I'm so tempted to pick Virginia in one of my brackets to win it, because I know nobody's going to pick them. Like, they're the only team I feel like people are just like, yeah, they can't win it. But, you know, they got issues. I watched them pretty closely. It's like they still – it's the same thing that we talked about last year. It's like they – for the ball that well, it seems like. They got a couple good shooters, obviously, but I still don't think their offense is where it really needs
I agree with that. Although KenPom, you know, in the past they had like top 30 and top 40 offenses. This is like a top 5 offense. But I agree with you in terms of like watching them. They don't look like, oh my God, this team's going to win it all. But by that same token, they do look dominant enough where they can put together 4 wins and go to the final 4. So I'm kind of with you. I don't trust them to win it all, but I kind of trust them enough to go to the final 4, which we can talk about this more in our prediction segment, but I do have Virginia going to the championship game. I'm not going to spoil it for our listeners if I have them winning it, but I do think that the bracket favors them enough for them to get to the national championship final on April 8th in Minneapolis.
Very nice. Well, we'll start off with this. So I think the main theme from last year, and it's the same thing. We basically were like, listen, an 11 seed, a 12 seed, they can make the Final Four. That's a fun bet to make, winning the region. They're never going to win the whole thing.
Yep.
Like Loyola got smacked by Villanova, and we didn't have to hear from Sister Jean anymore. And thank God they're not in the tournament. I hope she's dead.
Whoa, come on, man. Too far.
Sister Jean is alive and well somewhere, just not going to be at the tournament. That, I mean, listen, we're watching a fucking basketball game, and the announcers are over here talking about a 100-year-old lady.
Oh, she's cute. She's funny. It's a sentimental, heartwarming story. Come on, man.
If they find another 100-year-old grandma that they're going to base a storyline around, I am not going to be pleased.
What's your script? So we got to look for a new script this year. So let's do that now.
Well, who's the 11-12 seed then? Who's going to be your upset? Who's going to be your they're making it to the Elite Eight and nobody's talking about them?
You know, I'm going to see your 11-12 seed, Todd, and I'm going to raise you.
Ooh.
I'm going to raise your bet to a 14 seed. I alluded to them earlier, the Yale Bulldogs. This is only their second tournament appearance in school history, the first of which came back in 2016 when they were a 12 seed and they beat Baylor, and they gave Duke a pretty good run for their money in the round of 32. The bracket kind of worked out pretty favorably. We talked about LSU. LSU doesn't have their coach. So there's, you know, there's drama. There's dysfunction. Granted, LSU is a talented team, but there's drama. There's dysfunction going on with the Tigers. And Yale, you know, they beat Harvard pretty handily. They have a win over Miami. I think Yale has enough firepower to beat LSU and then beat Maryland and go to the Sweet 16. And I also like the Liberty Flames out of the Atlantic Sun. This is their first year in the Atlantic Sun Conference. And the Atlantic Sun has a history of churning out lovable Cinderella stories. Florida Gulf Coast, when they were a 15 seed, they came from the A-Sun. And Mercer, back in the day, beating Duke, Mercer was in the A-Sun. So the A-Sun has a history of churning out, you know, pretty good teams. And they beat a pretty good Lipscomb team twice this past season to advance to the tournament. So I would eye Liberty and Yale, both out of the East region.
You know what? That's why I love bringing Yandre, the A-Sun. How much – you are all about the research. Have you slept since the brackets were released?
I'm glad you asked that. I've only slept like 5 hours. So I slept from like 1 to 6 last night, which is like – feels like a good amount of sleep. And then I woke up at 6 a.m. feeling the need to rewatch the selection show. So I rewatched the selection show at 6 a.m. just to get like a better grasp for things. It's 9 o'clock East Coast time. I just got my cup of coffee. Doing laundry right now. I don't plan on going to sleep for like at least another 4 to 5 hours. It's just research time. I mean, this is a time. I mean, I've been doing research for the past, you know, 53 weeks. But now is really when the pedal goes to the metal, or when the metal, right? Pedal goes to the metal.
You know, right? I don't know. You're delirious.
I'm delirious. Stop me from talking.
All right. Well, we're gonna go. A little bit of a two segment here, all right?
Okay.
Because you're always talking about coaches, and coaching is so important. I want to know, who's your favorite coach and who's your favorite player? Who are you most excited to see? How about a little bit of that?
Wow. Okay.
And I'll go first. I'll give you some time to think.
Yeah,
all right?
Go first.
My favorite player, Zach Norvell Jr. on Gonzaga. I love him. He doesn't get enough shine, I feel like. My matchup in the second round, you know, I'm always about Syracuse because like 2-3 defense throws everybody off.
Yeah.
They'll beat Baylor, and then they got Gonzaga. I'm telling you, in the second round, this guy, Zach Norvell versus that zone defense, is going to probably hit like 7 or 8 threes in that game. Love him. Think he's a great player. So he is my favorite. And then, you know, the favorite coach, I mean, Who am I kidding? We got to go with Coach K here. He's my favorite coach, all right?
Really? That's your favorite coach?
He's my favorite.
I mean, he is the best, so I can't really hate you for that. You got to respect Coach K, obviously. Tied for Don Wooden with the most Final Fours in the history of college basketball with 12. So, yes, Coach K is a venerable head coach in the coaching ranks. It's kind of hard not to go like with a player-coach combo, but player-wise, I like Cassius Winston of Michigan State. He's going to win the Big Ten Player of the Year. He's just a great guard. He just moves the ball up the floor very just like swiftly and meticulously, and he's a great passer. Michigan State leads the country in assists, so they share the ball a lot, and Cassius Winston is the straw that stirs the Michigan State drink. And favorite coach, I mean, I got to go with Calipari from Kentucky. He's just like a good personality. He's funny on the sideline. He makes for good memes. He makes for good interviews. He's just a good personality to watch. And like, he's a good teacher.
Yeah. No, I agree. I like Coach K. I like him a lot, too. I think Calipari is a good coach. And I think it's just back to – I'm not a betting man, but if I had to make one bet, it's going to be on the SEC to win a championship. I just think the SEC is the best conference. This is how I look at it, all right? You're talking about, you know, your 14-seed upset. I'm looking at, like, Houston versus Georgia State. I watched Houston versus Cincinnati pretty closely the other day, and what I'm looking for is, like, I know Houston's going to be super athletic, but how, like, skilled are these guys? And my takeaway was, like, these guys aren't that skilled. Like, if Houston was in the SEC and – they had to play against these other athletic teams.
Yeah.
They would not be that good. That's just how I look at it. I just like a team cannot be purely athleticism. They have to have skill too. And that's why I just love the SEC. I feel like it's got so many teams with just such physical guys, but they got skills too. That Auburn team, what they did at Tennessee, Auburn. Incredible.
Yep.
That was incredible.
Yep.
So that's why I like them so much. I'm really confident that the SEC is going to be the team, someone from the SEC is going to win the championship, the entire thing. That's my big bet that I'm confident in. But we'll really get into, like, I mean, for those who didn't listen last year, just so you know, you better listen to us, because I'm not kidding when I say Drew picked Michigan Nova. You can run back the tape. The man
run it back.
Michigan versus Villanova. He said Michigan was going to win it all. I said Villanova was going to win it all. But either way, we were pretty close to being right.
Yeah.
So what's your Final Four? I mean, do you want to give it away, or do you not want people to copy your bracket?
You tell me, man. You're the pilot here. You tell me.
I mean, I'm going.
I'll give it out.
Pretty heavy on the SEC. I think it's like out of the top right, I'm looking at Tennessee. Out of the bottom right, I'm looking at Auburn.
Oh wow, not even Kentucky, huh?
Oh man, that Auburn. It's going to be Auburn, Kentucky in the
you
Elite
think?
Eight. I think the SEC is just super loaded, and then you know I can't bet. I got to be honest. I have not. The one team probably haven't looked at that closely, Michigan State, I haven't watched enough. I don't know what Michigan State can do. So, you know, I don't know to pick Duke seems like the safe one in Gonzaga. So I'm going Duke, Gonzaga, Tennessee, and then whoever wins that Auburn-Kentucky game. I'll go Auburn because I saw what
interesting.
They did. It was impressive.
Interesting, interesting. Yeah. Just to touch on your Tennessee pick, I mean, Tennessee kind of got screwed. I mean, they're going to have to end up playing Cincinnati in Columbus. And I don't know if I like what I saw from Tennessee down the stretch. I mean, at the beginning of conference play, they were steamrolling teams. And I mean, like beating teams' brains in by 25-30. And then things kind of fell apart. You know, they lost to LSU towards the end of the year. And then they lost to they lost to Auburn the last game, right?
They did. They got smacked.
They
by
lost
20.
To Auburn. Well, no. The last game of the season.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. They right? lost the last game of the regular season. They
lost
took
to
away,
Auburn.
Yep.
And then they should have lost to Kentucky in the SEC tournament. They were down by 8 with like 2 minutes to go, and then kind of got lucky to beat Kentucky. Then got rocked again by Auburn. So Tennessee's kind of they've been floundering a little bit. So I can't really trust them. And Rick Barnes doesn't have a good history recently of tournament success. But no, I agree with you. I think Kentucky's going to go to the Final Four. I think we're on a collision course for Carolina, Kentucky in that bracket. To be honest, I'm not even sure Auburn makes it out of the first round. Auburn's just kind of like that kind of bipolar team. I mean, we saw it
too
in
streaky.
The round of yeah, yeah, very streaky. We saw it in the round of 32 last year. It was Auburn versus Clemson, and Clemson really didn't blow me away. And Clemson blew the doors off of Auburn. Like it was 25 points in a matter of like 10 minutes. So Auburn kind of streaking. New Mexico State, they're like 30-4. They've like won a lot of games, and this is their third straight year in the tournament. I don't know. Something about that is just fishy to me. But no, I would say Kentucky Final Four. I would say Gonzaga Final Four. You mentioned the Syracuse Gonzaga game. I think that's a nightmare game. If I'm a Gonzaga fan, I think that could be their hardest game on their path to the Final Four. The Syracuse in the round of 32, because as you said, prepping for the zone is very tough. But I mean, luckily enough for Gonzaga, they have time to they can prepare now for the zone. Although you don't want them to overlook Prairie View. So I would say
Kentucky, you never know what can happen. We saw it last year.
I would say Kentucky, Gonzaga. I think Michigan State's going to be Duke, and I'll go with the feel good story, Virginia, in the Final Four, and I'm going to say Michigan State over Virginia in the championship. It's been 19 years since the Big Ten has won a championship. They've come close. The Greg Oden, Ohio State days, you had Michigan twice. You had Michigan State once back in 09 versus UNC. You said the SEC is the best conference in the country. I think it's the Big Ten from top to bottom. I mean, you had Penn State. Penn State started off conference play 0-10, and they won like 5 of 7. Indiana swept Michigan State, and they missed a tournament. So I think that, yes, that the SEC could be more top-heavy in terms of like Kentucky, Tennessee, Auburn. But from the first team to the last team, I think the Big Ten is the strongest strongest conference in the country.
Well, what's that opinion? And Michigan State over Virginia, I know a year from now, we're going to say, damn it, he did it 2 years in a row. This man's a genius.
Oh, man. I only hope so. Michigan State, their best player, Josh Langford, was declared out for the year back in December. And their big guy, Nick Ward, missed like a few weeks with a hairline fracture in his hand back in February. And you saw the conference tournament, Arns, he's now like he's out. So they have stuff to like galvanize them and like bring them together. And again, we talk about reach paths. I don't think their path is that challenging. I mean, I see a collision course between them and Duke in the chance to get to the Final Four. And I think Duke is the most overrated, overhyped team in the history of college basketball. So I can see Michigan State handling Duke. Again, if it was a 7-game series, I would say Duke, but it's a 1-game tournament. So I think it's possible for Michigan State.
I happen to agree. You know, I love Duke, obviously. I actually was very fortunate. Mr. Harold hooked it up this year. I went to a Duke game. I went to Cameron versus Wake Forest, the game that they almost lost. Favored. They were like 24.5-point favorites, and I was sitting there watching this team.
And they barely won.
Yeah, these guys, they got issues because – sure, Zion is amazing, and I'm sure the team is totally different when he's there. Cam Reddish is not very good. He's good for like 3 offensive fouls a game.
Yeah.
Pull up from the mid-range. What are you doing? This man has – I don't know what he's doing. He gets in foul trouble every game.
He does. And
RJ Barrett, sure, he's a great player. He's lefty dominant, but, you know, obviously that works for certain players. But the rest, Trey Jones is good, but I'm telling you, after those guys,
nobody.
Drop, it's like there's really Alex O'Connell. He's
DeLaurier, Jack White. Yeah, and like, can we talk about Duke? Like,
of course,
they are by. Like I said, they're the most overhyped, overrated team in the history of college basketball. Yeah, they're gonna have 3 of the top 6 picks in a draft. Yes, everyone agrees that. But like, they're an awful 3-point shooting team. And when I watch them, they keep shooting 3. It's the craziest thing in the world. It's like if you're so bad at 3-point shooting, like historically bad. I think Jack White, he was 0 for 28. If you're so bad, why do you keep jacking up 3s? Like, know what you're good at, know what your strengths are, know what your weaknesses are, and play to that. Like, give it a Zion, give it a Reddish, you know, and let them take it as opposed to just chucking up 3s and going 3 for 22. Like just and obviously that they've had injuries and Trey Jones and Reddish and Zion. Obviously, what's your season summary for Duke? Is it a disappointment if they don't get to the Final Four or win the championship? And like, I feel like the target's on their back, right?
Targets on their back. I think the most shocking thing I saw, I was pretty surprised they got the number 1 overall seed.
I mean, too.
That just seemed awful. But if you look, it's like right now they're plus 225 to win the championship. And like the next best, it's like, all right, plus 600. It's like that's next. So I think Duke at plus 225 is the clear on. Like they are head and shoulders like the favorite. And I just don't see that. So I mean, Final Four, I think, is a successful season. I don't see them winning the whole thing. But every time I don't pick them, they'll win it all. So, you know.
Who knows?
Sure, that'll happen.
Yeah.
They don't have – you know when they're always good? The teams that they always win are when they have a mix and they have like the senior leadership. Like the last time they won, they had Quinn Cook, who was a senior.
Yep.
You know, times before that, it's like they always got like one or two seniors, and this team doesn't have that. They got no seniors. But you always got to have like one or two guys, I think, that's really like a leader.
They're your leaders, and right? They like been there. They've been to the tournament, right? That can kind of galvanize a group. Whereas this year's team is just a bunch of guys who are gonna go pro and make millions of dollars in 3 months. And it's like, do they really care about winning it all, or do they just want to, you know, put on a show? And if they win, great. And if they lose, then okay, then we're going to draft, and I'll see you guys in June.
Exactly. It's just like they don't have the senior leadership that normally they'd have. Like when they won in 2010, they had like John Shire was a senior. Like it's always
true.
They've always had. That's just always how their good teams have always had like their first, second, or third best players be juniors or seniors when they win it all.
Do they have any seniors on their roster? I'm about to pull it up now, but do they have anyone?
Yeah, the backup center who came in during the North Carolina game, the giant Russian guy. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, he's in a really – right.
He's
yeah.
really going to put in a good 5 minutes a game and make the difference. well, listen, you know, we're at 21 minutes, but we're going to keep it going for like another two or three.
Oh, this is great. This is great.
We got our picks in. We've got our sleepers.
Wait, so what's your pick? What's your pick?
Oh,
Kentucky?
I got Gonzaga over Tennessee, I think, is what I'm going to go with.
Okay. Okay.
Gonzaga over Tennessee. I like Gonzaga. I do. I think they got – I mean, I really like that Jack.
Rui, yeah. Rui Hachimura.
He's very good. And I really do think this guy, Zach Norvell Jr., wins the, you know, tournament player or whatever. He's very good. People are not talking about him. But this guy is really a good player. I'm pretty sure he went to he's got to be out of – I don't know if he's one of those Simeon Chicago guys, but I guess because he happened to go to Gonzaga, people forgot about him. I mean, he's a sophomore, I think. He's 21 years old. This guy can play. He's out of Chicago.
Sure, yeah, definitely.
He went to Simeon Academy.
There you go.
Like D. Rose, just like all these other guys. I mean, this guy – I'm telling you, if he was on Kentucky, everybody would be talking about Zach Norvell Jr. This dude can hoop, so that's my – that's my big guy. I think that's going to lead him to the championship.
Okay, I like it. I like it. I got Zach's Final Four, so I'm with you.
Well, you know, is there anything else that we can leave the people with, Drewski, before we part ways here? What you got on your mind? What's going on in your life? You know, the carpet. Have you ever seen that show, like the Hot Wing show?
The Hot Wing? I don't think so.
They like do interviews over hot wings. And
oh, yeah.
He's
so
like, all right
about it. Yeah.
It's a good interview. And he's like, all right, we're rolling out the red carpet. What do you have going on in your life, Drew? What do you got to tell the people here?
I'm going to some tournament games this week, going down to Jacksonville.
That's right. Who's playing in Jacksonville?
So I'm going to the day session Thursday. I'm going to see LSU Yale and then Maryland versus the winner of Belmont Temple. And then skipping the night session Thursday. So I won't see Kentucky bash Walker. I won't see Kentucky win, and I won't see Wofford Seton Hall. But then we're going back on Saturday. So I'll see – I don't know, Maryland, Yale, and I'll see Kentucky bash Wofford's brains in. So it should be fun to see that.
No, that'd be cool, man. You might have to get Mr. Lumish up there for a little Maryland basketball.
Mr. Lumish, I know we need to bring him out there. We don't want to bring Steve because watching Maryland lose a game probably wouldn't be too exciting to be around.
No, he'd have flashbacks to Len Bias, and nobody wants that, really.
Flashbacks to Len Bias, flashback to Maryland blowing the 10-point lead with 55 seconds left to Duke, all sorts of flashbacks. So we want to avoid that at all costs.
So we'll give a shout-out to Mr. Lumish.
Mr. Lumish.
We're going to give a shout-out to Elliot Green because you said Michigan State's going to win it, and, you know, your word is good as gold. So shout-out to Mr. Elliot
Big
Green.
Big shout-out Elliot Green. Shout-out Jordan Lowy, going to be crashing on his air mattress on Thursday night. Looking forward to that. You know how it is, well, Boozy.
Listen, Boozy Splashdown, and that's all I got, Drewski. We're signing off.
Awesome.
I appreciate your time as always, and I wish you the best luck in this tournament.
Same to you, Todd. This is fun. Thanks for having me, and hopefully talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.